All right. This week on Line of Judah Synagogue, we're continuing our study through the book of 2 Samuel, discussing the kings of Israel. We went through Saul and his anointing, went through David, his anointing. Now we're about halfway through David's life. David has made some bad decisions in front of the Lord, and now his family is paying the consequence for those decisions. And we're going to find out more about those decisions today on Lion of Judah Synagogue.
They are so.
All right, so this week we're going to kind of get away from David a little bit and go more into his family. And we're going to talk about Solomon, who was born in Jerusalem, remember, his older brothers, Amnon and Absalom. Remember those names, Amnon and Absalom. Amnon falls in love with Absalom's sister, but it's Amnon's half-sister. And so he falls in love with her, and he is tormented by it. Like, can't sleep. Everyone knows he's distressed and miserable. And finally, Jonadab, who is Shimei's, who's David's older brother's son, goes to him and says, "Yo, dude, what's going on? What's wrong?" And he's like, "I'm in love with my sister." And he's like, because they were separated, Jonadab was kind of cunning, because the males and females were separated. Jonadab was cunning, and he's like, "Well, just tell your dad that you're sick and you need her to cook for you so you feel better." And so David sent Tamar was her name, and went into him alone. Number one mistake. And then he ended up raping her. Not that rape is like allowed at all, but she tried to tell him, like, just ask our dad and we can get married, but don't just rape me. Like, and when he did, he hated her then more than he had loved her. And so then he really had a problem. So then he kicked her out and told her to get out of everywhere. Get away, get out of the palace, whatever. So then she tore her garments, because that was a sign of virginity back then, as they had long sleeves. And Absalom found out, and he was furious. And then he's like, it's okay, though, because it's inside the family, so don't like totally stress about it, but you can live here with me, kind of in hiding or seclusion. So she did, and David found out about it, and then he was mad too, but he didn't do anything to anybody. And Absalom didn't tell David, but Absalom hated Amnon after that. And so, like, 2 years later, they were shearing their sheep at a place, and I don't remember the place, but I do remember that general that fell from Hadad-Ezer's troop last week was named Shobach. So I did get that one for you. All right, so the point is that Absalom concealed how much hate he had for his brother Amnon over the rape of their sister Tamar. So he said, "Hey, Dad, can all my brothers come down and watch the sheep shearing?" And David's like, "Nah, that'll be too much burden." Oh, because he wanted David to go down too, and David wasn't going to. And then he's like, "Well, just send Amnon down here." He's like, "Why do you want to just deal with Amnon?" So he ended up sending all of his sons. And Absalom said, like, when he says to rise up against Amnon, just do it, because he's commanding him to, and have strength or whatever. And they did, and they slew Amnon. All right, so there's another son dead of David. Remember, we left off last week, David mourning his son, first son from Bathsheba. So the point is that we are getting to that was murder. And so David's like, Absalom can't come back now. He's banished from here, from Jerusalem. And so Absalom had to stay in hiding, and I can't remember exactly the city he had to go to, but he did. And then Joab, David's general, got a woman from Tekoa, who was known for her wisdom, to go before David and be like, oh, help, my sons got in a fight in the field and one killed the other, and now the town wants me to deliver up my other son, but then our name is going to be erased from all land of Israel, and I won't have any descendants to carry on my name. And so David's like, well, that's not going to happen. And he's like, she's like, well, then the people are going to talk bad about you. And then David said, well, then when you hear them, send them to me. And I guarantee you, they're not going to talk bad about me again. And so she said, well, how come you give me so much pity, but you don't do that for your own nation? Because that's exactly what happened with your sons. And finally, David's like, okay, did Joab send you to do this? She's like, yeah, I can't lie to you. Of course he did. And so then David called Joab before him. He's like, fine, go get Absalom and bring him back, but I don't want to see him. And so Joab's like, thank you, because now I know you love me too by doing what I hope was the righteous decision. So, which is an important thing to think about. So he sends Joab after Absalom. Absalom comes back, but doesn't get to see the king. Well, after 2 years, Absalom kind of gets annoyed, and he's like, all right, dad's really never going to see me again. He's like, all right, Joab, come see me. But Joab doesn't want her. Joab's like, nah. And so he's like, Joab, come and see me. And then Joab's still like, nah. And then Absalom tells his little servants, well, go and burn all Joab's field next to mine. And so they do. And then Joab comes and says, yo, why'd you burn my field down? He's like, because you wouldn't come talk to me, is what Absalom said. He's like, what? And he's like, what? I might as well stayed where I was. I was doing fine. Why did you bring me here? And so then Joab kind of had to go talk to the king and be like, hey, can you just see him? And then the king's finally like, fine, I'll see him now. And then now here goes a big rebellion now. All right. That was like twice that he gave in to Joab's demands. He probably shouldn't have done that twice. Because now Absalom gets to go see the king, bows down, you know, swears allegiance to the kingdom of Israel, and then goes out and tries to puff himself up in front of everyone by hiring a bunch of people to run in front of his chariot. And then whenever somebody went to see King David, then he would cut them off and be like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, oh, well, I got this and this going on. And it's like, oh, man, that is a terrible injustice. You know, I would. And he could basically, like, persuade them. I'm not saying this is what it says, but I'm just saying, filling this out. He could basically persuade them to make sure that he looked better than King David, no matter what King David's ruling was. You know, just by playing off on their weaknesses and seeing maybe they wanted money. He's like, well, I would give you 800. Pence, but King David might only give him 400. You get what I'm saying? So he was trying to, he's like, if I was just the judge, or if I just helped my dad, you know. And so he's got them to turn. Well, then he decided, well, hey, I can have a sacrifice ceremony, and I'll tell dad, like, yo, I'm going down to have a little sacrificing because I made God a promise and I need to fulfill it. And David's like, all right, well, that's what we got to do. Go down there. So he does. But that's not really what he's trying to do. Then he sends spies throughout all the land of Israel to start inciting riots against his father in all these different lands throughout the Holy Land. And so they do, and they start rising up against David, and they get, this is a tough word, Ahithophel, okay, I'll have to double check that word, to back Absalom. Instead of David, after he was Ahithophel was David's counselor. Well, now he's back in Absalom, and then Absalom is now inciting riots throughout all of Israel against his father and wants to assume the kingdom. So now David finds out, hey, like Absalom is just making himself king in Hebron. And he has quite a big troop amassed right now. And now he's taken my main counselor, Ahithophel, who you're going to find out, or maybe I might as well tell you right now, later hangs himself. And now you're going to go and they're going to come here. And now we got to flee. And that's what David says, right, when he hears about it. Oh, going back though real fast, when Amnon is killed, David is told that all the sons die, but all the sons don't die because they were really tearing their garments. It was only Amnon, and that's why David probably felt okay about Amnon's death after a while, because it wasn't all of his sons. And I want to say that, hang on, Amnon, it wasn't all of his sons. I wasn't really sure if Solomon was born yet or if it's coming up, but Solomon was born in Jerusalem is what I do know. All right, going back. So now, let's see what, all right. So now, Absalom has made himself king in Hebron, and David's like, we got to get out of the city. So then they leave the city, and that's the first thing that David says, like, we gotta go, because if he's come back, we are all dead inside the city, and everyone inside the city is gonna get taken out too, so we're sparing ourselves and sparing the city, so let's get out of here. So they do, they leave, and then Absalom comes, and David gets outside the city, all right, and he meets some people. And I'm missing one, but the second person he meets is Ziba was the one that took care of Mephibosheth, okay, was taking care of his fields. And David meets him, and he has all these donkeys loaded with food and stuff, and is saying, like, hey, this is all for you. The donkeys, your servants can ride them. The food, your servants can have them. The raisins, your servants can have them. And I even brought you wine so that you can get outside the city and hide in the forest. And if something goes bad with you, then you can have the wine too. And he's like, well, what happened to Mephibosheth? And he's like, well, he's inside the city, thinking he's going to be the next king and that Saul's dynasty is really going to take over. And he's like, dude, all right, I'm giving you all Mephibosheth's land right now. So he does, all right. And then the next person curses David. They want to go cut off his head, and David's like, no, we're not going to do that. And then, and then to wrap this up, because we're running out of time here, Absalom is inside the city, and now he's asking Ahithophel, which I'll double check that name, what to do. And he's like, let's go take 12,000 troops, go down there, and we'll spread out all their people and just kill David. Except for, the other person that David met was, Ooh, I have to remember the name, but it was the guy that was a prophet or whatever, and he went back and was going against Ahithophel and the prophecies and told him, no, let's go and take. Okay. We'll get into that next week. We're going to get it stopped right there, and we'll get into all that next week.
Your presence is all I seek.